Good morning. Thank you for the organizers to give me the opportunity to speak about this consistent progressive utility and by using the technique of monotonic optimal wells. But I want to say that in fact, there is different name for this new concept of utility. And this labor, we can observe that it is a progressive utility. And this time, as I am not backward but forward, that is a strongly different point of view. And in the same time, the same idea and the notion and the motivation of this kind of dynamic utility has been introduced by Thaleia Zarifopoulou and Marek Musila. And Thaleia would speak in 2 days about this notion. And today I want to concentrate essentially with on this optimal wells method. And Thaleia will illustrate and motivate a lot of this notion. And also I want to say that it is a joint work with my PhD student, Mohamed Brad, and a lot of ideas in this talk are from Mohamed. The idea is to have some reflection of the notion of utility function and different criterion. In particular in investment banking, because we can observe that in general, people does not use a lot of technique of optimization in this context. And in general, that is because the solution with the optimal solution related to this optimization problem with the classical expected utility is not very adapted to the practice in the investment banking. And also, when we ask to some people, what is your utility and what is your risk aversion coefficient, in general, people have no idea, and in particular, no idea what is a good utility, but they have more ideas that what would be a good portfolio in reference to their anticipation and also their notion of the risk. And also, when we are concerned for a very long term optimization problem, it should be not so clear that we can use the same utility between now and a very long term horizon without adjustment when the market is strongly modified and so on. And the idea that it would be a good idea to use more dynamic criterion and so on is a good idea in this context. Also, in general, in the classical problem, the criterion is completely defined in isolation to the investment opportunities given to an agent. That is, we have some idea or your risk aversion coefficient, but and use some given utility function, but we do not take into account that maybe we want to invest more in stock or more in France and not in U.S. and so on. And that is a very rigid point of view in this case. Well, after that, we can say that it's not so easy to have some explicit solution. And in the classical problem, there is some reflection about the inverse problem given the optimal portfolio strategies. How can you say that what is your criterion and what we can say about this one? And in some sense, that is the first motivation to this study. When we use a classical point of view in the dynamic framework, we can, in the Markovian framework, we can work AGB PDEs, but it's not so easy to solve only in very specific case and in the non-Markovian framework in general. The point of view is to show existence and uniqueness by using the dual representation of the utility. And for me, I like the notion of numeraire because I work a lot on interest rate model and so on. And when we want to study the what is the strategy when we change of numeraire, for the classical point of view, we have to introduce the stochastic utility in some sense. It's not, or to cast so classical in the standard formulation. And more important is the question of the intertemporality. Once we want to take into account really the horizon of the problem, maybe to compare different strategies with different horizons, the fact that we give the final utility and have no tool to modify this utility between the different maturity is some drawback of this one. And maybe also we can think that the investor in general should become indifferent of the investment and horizon and not too sensitive. And the notion of progressive utility tries to limit this drawback. And I want to present quickly the market, but very, very briefly. We consider financial market with a lot of risky assets. No risky asset is S0. Anything can be found on the probability space. And when I have a strategy pie, the wealth process associated with pi is in fact a pi, the initial wealth x, and the strategy pi. And I only consider positive positive wealth, and the dynamic for this positive wealth is given by this representation. In this representation, pi is a proportion of his asset held in the portfolio. And I did not buy X plus the set of positive well process. This dynamic is a self-financing constraint, and obviously anything are defined in this case. So I want to define some progressive forward utility process in some sense. But if you only assume that you have a concave increasing dynamic process, the class is very, very too big. And because we want to take into account some information on some kind of investment universe, we have to define a family of portfolio, admissible portfolio. And I denote this set as a test class because, for example, when we think about the PD point of view for the dynamic of this dynamic process that I have to precise exactly in the next slide, we can think to this portfolio as a test function of a test processes that you have satisfied some inequality with respect to this quantity. And X is a convex subset. We have some stability resulting time to introduce, but it's not so clear. And I said that some cash flow, FS measurable cash flow psi S, is S attainable if there exists an admissible wealth that the value of this wealth item S is exactly this given cash flow. In some sense, we can say that Xi S is edgeable with respect to this class. And also, we have some notion of stability by bifurcation in this case. That is, if you start at time S with some from some attainable wealth, then we can define the class of the portfolio defined with this reference. That is the admissible portfolio starting at time S from this wealth. And but how you can think about this class for in my point of view, but it's not exactly the same point of view for Talaya, but it's interesting to discuss of that Thursday. That is a test class, and that we can use to calibrate in some sense this the progressivity the process, and once this utility is defined, we can use the new criterion to make some other optimization problem or indifference pricing and so on. That is, for me, some constraint that we had to your progressivity T to be satisfied with the fact of very liquid family of portfolio and also from the reference to the benchmark portfolio, for example. And after that, we define a new criterion, a dynamic criterion, and try to use this new criterion to solve new optimization problem in the global financial market. But there is some ambiguity when we discuss about this portfolio because the definition of X consistent dynamic utility, this definition was introduced by Talaya and Marek Musila 4 years ago, I think. That is the definition. We say that an X consistent stochastic utility process, that is in fact a random adapted random field, is a progressive utility coherent with this family of dynamics. If for given T, the map X given UTX is in fact a utility function, increasing, concave. And for simplicity, I assume that I only consider non-negative process, but it's not very, very important. That is for to be easier to use in the future. And that is very natural with the dynamics utility process. But the restriction is this one, and that is some coherence between this dynamic process with a given the given class of portfolio of investment universe. And what you assume that we have is not optimal to invest in this different wealth process belonging to the given family X, that is the expectation of the utility of the value of the next at time T of the wealth given FS is smaller than USXS. That is, we can also say that USXS is a super martingale. And we also assume that for any initial capital X, we have some optimal wealth process. And for me, this optimal wealth process is some benchmark that we want to use as a reference related to this very well-known and not very useful family for the investment. And that is a martingale properties, and in this case, because we have this equality exactly, that is, we can say that USX star is in fact a true martingale and not only a local martingale. And in short, with this definition, given the X family, we can say that the criterion is completely specified by the ID that chooses a utility function, but okay, we know that the concavity is related to the notion of risk aversion, but in the classical case, when U is deterministic function, we, for example, can say that if you use U to test some martingale, we have the super martingale, UT MT is a super martingale, but in this case, it's not the case, because U is a stochastic process, and if you had some process into UTMT, for example, there is no reason that, for example, we have the martingale property. Donc, this first property is for the cache, very simple notion. and not in some sense dynamic notion, and the dynamic notion is given by this one. But in this case, I don't introduce the notion of discount wealth and so on, because it's not really necessary here, but because we have a reflection of change of numeraire, it's very close to this notion. In fact, it's not enough to assume that we have these properties for the strategy starting at time zero, and we also have to assume that, in fact, if we start in the future at time S with this attainable wealth psi S, then we still have some similar representation. That is, in fact, to a formulation to the compatibility or stability bar bifurcation of this problem. But I want to introduce two very important examples and to show that, in fact, this kind of dynamic utility exists, and you are very familiar with this notion if you start not with a progressive problem but with a classical problem. In the classical problem, we have given at maturity the concave function u capital T x, as that is in general a given function, but sometimes we can use state-dependent utility, but it's more close than your criterion. But the main point is that at maturity, we have a concave function, increasing concave function. And we try to, in general, we try to maximize, for example, in the family of admissible portfolio, the expected utility of the terminal wealth of the Hans speak a lot yesterday, and for example, in general, we can say that this quantity is some process indexed by the time R, X, and the terminal criterion. And if you want to do something with this notion, this censorship process, it's very important to have the dynamic programming principle. And the dynamic programming principle is a criterion that says that we have a coherence in time with this criterion, and that if you want to calculate the value function of this problem at time t, but stop at time t plus h, anything is the same. If you use at time t plus h, the value function as a criterion for this date. And that is the fundamental representation. And if an optimal portfolio exists, we know that VTXT star is a martingale. Enfin, we have to add some regularity criterion. And we can say that in this case, if you start with a good terminal value, then the value function at any day define a consistent utility process. And this consistent utility process is related to I start at time R with a wealth X and define this quantity. And this idea is very important because if you think to the last definition, in fact, if you know, for example, the value of this dynamic process at maturity, okay, it's a stochastic utility function or random variable, but we can, because this criterion, we can apply exactly the same argument on this classical case to show a lot of properties. That is, we can say that in some sense this dynamic utility is also the value function of some control problem, but the control problem is defined by the terminal value of the stochastic process related to this one. And what is the interest to define the problem from in the backward form? That is, we have the maximum principle. If you know that at maturity the function, if the convex concave increasing, in general, at any time we can show that we have exactly the same properties. But when we define some process from the forward point of view, progressive point of view, it's more difficult to give criterion on the dynamic of view to guarantee that we have this utility, concavity, monotonicity properties. In some sense, we try to give some example where we can be sure that this assumption is satisfied. And that is the other example to show the role of these different conditions. That is, if you how you can generate very easily some stochastic concave utility process. We can start with a given utility function, make some change of numerator, that if we take the value of the wealth at time t divided by some numerator yt, maybe multiplied by the density of some probability, and that is obviously a dynamic utility, this clearly increasing, concave, and we have to verify the consistency with the given of family of portfolio. And that is not so easy. It, in general, is a very strong assumption. If you do not adapt dynamically your criterion, because in this case it's only some small modification. And we can show that in fact, if u is a power, exponential utility, this power function and so on, the very nice properties in the dynamic point of view, in fact, the process, the new process is an x-consistent stochastic utility. If z is a martingale, if you know that z x divided by y is also positive local martingale. And in this case, y is an admissible Wells process. That is, you give u, modify, and try to find some criterion in this modification to be x-consistent stochastic utility. Well, in the power exponential or power, we can have some more precise criteria. But if you start with some dynamic forward utility, x-consistent forward utility, by using the technique of change of numerator, we can define a new dynamic forward utility, but we have to define the new market, the new reference, and so on. And if you put, we define the new market by change of numerator, that is the new price in the new market, x hat is xt divided by y, and we know, given this transformation, that if you are looking for in terms of the generalization of martingale measure in this new market, h hat x hat is a super martingale if and only if x hat divided by yt, x is a super martingale in the initial market. That is a criterion to be in the dual space of x star. And for example, if you use as numerator the market numerator or gross optimal portfolio as defined by in the book of Heath and Platon, for example, then the new market is in fact a martingale market, in fact a martingale local market in this one. And it's very useful to simplify, for example, my presentation, because in this case we have no interest rate, we have no primary risk, and so on. And it's not in contradiction with the notion of the utility criterion, because we have a dynamic utility, and this dynamic utility is in fact stochastic. That is a dynamic criterion that includes all information and so on the risk premium and so on in the market. And this new process is in fact a random field, is a x hat consistent dynamic utility, where x hat is a change of numerator of the initial family divided by y. And so it's still possible to work in a martingale market, and for the presentation I chose to show a lot of results in this condition. But we now study the problem and some information, and in particular we use what we can say about this the assumption that we have an optimal wealth, and sometimes the assumption is that this optimal wealth is unique. And I start with a very regular utility process, that is C2, In fact, it's not so easy to have a dynamic process in the C2 class because we have to define the good version and so on. But it's possible by using the theory of stochastic flow, for example. And we can show that because the characterization in the classical framework, in fact, and in particular with a very nice presentation by Dimitri Trankov, we can have some characterization of this optimal wealth in reference to the first derivative of the utility. And we can show that if you start with different wealth, the admissible wealth, starting with this one, as exactly starting with the same wealth, but this other portfolio maybe starts with a different initial wealth, that is, it starts eventually at time zero with the same wealth, but because the evolution is not the same, at time S we have this kind of representation. And we can show that this different time the utility take, the derivative of the utility take at the optimal is the super martingale. I recall that this process is still positive, the utility is positive also. And if X is a convex cone, but we cannot discuss a lot of the strategy in this case, we can show that this quantity is a true martingale, and also we have some super martingale properties related to the utility function, derivative of the utility and time S. But that is very similar to the classical result. And sometimes in that follow, because we are interested to characterize the dynamic of the utility in terms of the optimal strategies, X bar, we can have some interest for the bar of this optimal wealth, and also the process, in fact, that is exactly the same properties that the derivative of the utility takes along the optimal strategies, and we said that these properties are regular and satisfy the good assumption. And as usual, it's very useful to use the function transform of the utility function and define the, in the classical point of view in finance, as the convex conjugate function defined by this way. We can take the maximum, we have no problem to define the inward because we can take the maximum on X belong to be rational. And we know that the maximum is attained at this opposite to the first derivative of y tilde with respect to y, and we have this property. But because u is a dynamic utility, u tilde is a dynamic utility, u conjugate utility, and it will be interesting to could give the properties of u tilde. And that is still a classical result, and that is, in fact, u tilde is a convex decreasing function, and it's also the convex conjugate random field of exactly the same properties as for the forward utility, but the constraint that's related to this set, that is a set that ht xt is a super martingale for any admissible wealth, and that is, if you have, in some sense, if you are, for example, in the martingale market, that is the density of the martingale measure. And also, we can have exactly the same notion of attainability, but it's interesting to note that we said that theta tilde is S attainable from psi S if we can say that this dual process is equal to u prime x of t x t star of psi s. And we have this family of equalities, that is, this process is the optimal process in some sense. So, now I move to the martingale market because the presentation is here, more intuitive, and I make the crucial assumption in this talk. That is a monotony assumption. We can say also that this assumption is related to the flow and representation. That is, I assume that the optimal wealth process starting at time zero from x, is in fact continuously increasing with respect to x and take a whole value between zero and plus infinity. There is a lot of example where this assumption is true in the classical problem, but that is the main assumption in our case. And if you assume this one, we can to characterize all utility, consistent utility function that have xt star as optimal portfolio. So we can to describe some intuition about the links between the optimal portfolio and the dynamic of this forward utility. And if I can explain what is the family of utility, progressive utility with this given optimal wealth, we can have some intuition that we can manage in the future about this new criterion. And I have to define, because we have a strictly monotone and so on, we can take the inverse flow of this optimal wealth and define Tt or x capital, I don't know, xtz, no, ktz, for example, as the value of the wealth that guarantees that at time t, the value of the wealth take at this level, that is a random variable, it is ft random variable, is given by z. Okay? And because this one is monotone, this one is monotone. In fact, in general, we assume that we have increasing properties. And we give a very simple example, but this example is in fact very characteristic of what is happened in this case and maybe generalized. I recall that I assume that any admissible wealth are local martingale, or because they are positive also super martingale, but by change of numerator it's still possible to introduce this assumption, but after that it's easier to describe the strategies and it's not difficult to generalize the complex situation. So I want to give a simple example that of dynamic utility with this given portfolio, and in some sense is the simplest. To define a dynamic utility, I have to define the initial condition, and this initial condition is a function, concave function, small u. And I take u prime, make the change of variable x by the inverse of the flow capital X star, and take the primitive. And the result is, if you have some integrability condition in the neighborhood of zero, from u prime of this inverse process, then this utility function, utility process, is in fact x consistent utility process. It's very simple to imply because we give the initial condition, take the derivative, make the change of variable, x, t, z, take the primitive, and define u. And by the same kind of transformation, if you want to study the dual conjugate of u, it's easy to show that u tilde t y has exactly the same form, but it's in some sense more easier because we take x star, the optimal portfolio at time t, take the initial weight at the derivative, the conjugate of u, and that is a strategy to define the conjugate process in this case. And the theorem says that this is consistent utility in the martingale market with the optimal wealth process X star. And also we can verify that in this case, because you use only U, very simple U, the dual optimal martingale measure is in fact is constant and equal to, voilà, and U tilde is given by this one. And I want to give some short ideas of the price of the proof because it's not so difficult. The first step is to show that x star in some sense is optimal, that if you take the conditional expectation of utx is smaller than the same conditional expectation of utx star. And to do that, we make the difference as usual, because we have a concavity, we have this inequality, and in fact, we have to show that this one is very close to the Martingale measure in some sense, and to study this representation. Mm. And to show that u star is close to the Martingale measure, we can have two properties. The first one is, if you start with the xi s, in fact, S capital T starting at time S from Xi S is the same thing that X star T starting at time zero from this wells. That is because we have some inverse process in this case. And by using this property, the definition of the derivative of the utility, by definition, is given by this one. This property, in fact, we know that we observe that in this case, u prime t x star is exactly u prime x of x I s. That is, in fact, between s and t, u prime is a constant function. And that is explained that by the fact that the dual dual process is a constant. And because we have this property, it's very easy to show that we have exactly the inequality that we need. And the second step is to show that u x star is in fact, capital U, an optimal strategy. And it's very easy because we can make this to study this quantity, and in particular to show that this one is a martingale. We can use this representation and make the change of variable in this integral. And by using that, we have this representation. And we take the primitive up to xi s, that is FS measurable, of this quantity times x t star z. But this, because this quantity is monotone, we can make a change of variable and show that we have this representation. This one is a martingale, this one is the integral of some martingale, and so we know that we have a martingale. And in the general case, we have exactly the same kind of properties, but we have to start with I want to generate a large family of utility function with a given portfolio, optimal portfolio. So I have to choose, in fact, the martingale measure in the orthogonal of the space. And to do that, I start with a pair of processes which satisfy the necessary conditions that we have to impose to u prime tx. And this condition is very similar to the necessary condition. And we have this assumption and this one. But by exactly the same argument, we can show, we have technical difficulties because we cannot make exactly the same change of variable in the integration, but the idea is exactly the same, and you can show that if you define ytx I capital T u prime at time zero of C, you can define this utility by exactly the same way. In place of u prime 0, we take this capital Y and take the inverse and take all the specification. And this one is still an X consistent dynamic utility on the martingale market and with this function as the initial function. And Y star is the optimal process. And YT, alors, applied to the Gould level of notion, is the optimal dual strategy. And the argument as the same. And if you want to come back to the initial market, we have to express the condition after the change of variable. But I want to give some example of the opportunity to define this representation. And I start with, for example, the standard Brownian motion. And I think that I want to move more interesting results. I want to express what is the meaning of this different expression. If you start with in the Ito martingale market, that is, if you assume that you have a Brownian motion, a representation of the price in terms of stochastic dynamics, and because I martingale market, I have no interest rate, no prime derivative, but it's only an assumption to be simple for the exposition. And the class of the test portfolio is characterized by the adapted family of adapted vector space, maybe dependent on the level of the wells. And so, in this context, I assume that U is a Ito-Wenzel, no, is a random field with some good regularity to apply the Ito-Wenzel formula. I have no time to explain this regularity, but the difficulty is to define a good version and so on, and we can use the book of Kubita or Noalar et Carmona to have some insight about this one. And in this case, we have to add more regularity on this process, but to give some intuition about what is happened and what is the role of the dynamic utility and the stochasticity in some sense of the utility, we can apply the Ito-Wenzel formula that is very classical, but as the Ito formula, but in this case, we have an addition. This term is the martingale, this term is related to the drift, where we make the composition with the level of X. This term is very natural because it's, as we apply Ito formula, and we have an additional term that is related to the dynamic of U prime of X and the volatility of X pi, as that is some, in some sense, some correlation term. And if you observe this dynamics, we have this one. It's very similar to the AGB dynamics in some sense, but we have to add your representation, the derivative of the volatility in this representation. And in the Markov framework, for example, gamma is given by, if you have some factor, gamma is given by the gradient of U with respect to the factor, times sigma, and gamma prime X, because we can change the derivative, is a gradient of U prime of X down to this one. And after that, we have exactly the same definition. But if I have some random field, regular random field, it's not so easy to find necessary and sufficient conditions on the drift and the gamma to be sure that you have exactly the dynamic utility, but we can make some verification. We have a candidate to be the links between beta and gamma, and that is exactly the same argument that when we want to find the drift of the AGM equation of the implied volatility dynamics and so on. In this very simple context, we can say that the link between beta and gamma, because we have assumed that U is convex and concave, are related by this one. But in this case, okay, that is the assumption to be consistent with the family of dynamic portfolio. But the second question, and what we can say about the volatility of the utility, to be sure, or to presque sure, that U is a concave, convex and increasing problem. Because we have a forward definition, it's not so easy to characterize this one. And in the same spirit that before, I want to express this volatility in terms of the optimal portfolio. And because the definition, it's easy to see that the optimal optimal polysize, that is not a portfolio, is the choice of the optimal polysize is given by this one. That is, in fact, this number. We take the projection of the opposite of gamma on the space of the constraint, the gamma prime, and that is proportional to the optimal strategy. And we can give a representation of the gamma prime in terms of this optimal portfolio plus some octagonal vector, and this this vector mu star is in the cone, orthogonal cone of kappa. And I want to characterize nu star as the optimal strategies for the dual problem. That is not very strategic, but to be conclude that if you have a solution satisfying the previous constraints, to be sure that we have an optimal strategy, we have to assume that we have a solution on this stochastic differential equation with pi, that is the optimal strategies, is strongly stochastic in omega t and depending of x star. If you know that this one has a solution in some sense, unique, strong, I don't know, positive solution, then we can say that u is x consistent utility function. And I want, we can write there in the same spirit the dual representation. We know that we have to take into account the orthogonal cone for the projection on gamma prime. That is the equation. It's very easy because I assume that we have Martingale market, and we have exactly the same representation. If you have a solution of this dynamics, this one is a dual representation, optimal process, Martingale measure optimal process, and in this case we have more information because we know that we have this dynamics, but also we have the explicit value in terms of the u prime x takes along of the optimal solution, but with the good change of variable for the initial condition. And we write that ytx is defined by this condition. And that is give some interpretation of in terms of speedy of the change of variables that we have defined before, because if you put this quantity, we can show that as before that x is x consistent stochastic utility, but still Itô, Wenzel random field, and satisfying the AGB equation, and that we have exactly the interpretation of the dynamics of the volatility as proportional to the optimal strategies for x, and proportional to the optimal strategies for the dual, but modified to the good change of variable. That is, in some sense, not completely a characterization, but a necessary condition to characterize the representation. But if we know that implies this quantity is a monotone with respect to S, this random field is monotone with respect to Y, that is a definition of this X consistent utility. We have a characterization of someone, and in some sense we have a solution of the PDE related to this parameter. And I stop here. Voilà, that is, no, excuse me. Voilà, but in some sense, we can consider the converse point of view. If you start with a PDE, with a constraint on beta has to be satisfied some AGB constraint by using gamma. If you know by assumption that the derivative of the volatility has to be represented in this way, with this one is related, this one is some given function in the set of gamma of the admissible portfolio in some sense. This one on the orthogonal, that is Y and zone 1. And if you know that we can find solution of this equation, monotone solution of this equation, satisfying the constraint, then the description that I have given before is a solution for this stochastic, non-linear stochastic PDE, and satisfying this representation exactly. That in this case, we show that we can be sure that U is monotone and concave because we have an explicit solution. So I stop here. Thank you for your attention.